California's Secretary of State, Kevin Shelley, holds a random drawing today to determine the order in which candidates will appear on the October 7th special election ballot. Nearly 200 people across the state met Saturday's filing deadline. Actor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a Republican, is among those seeking to replace Democratic Governor Gray Davis. The entrance of this world-famous film star into the race created a media frenzy. However, Schwarzenegger is being attacked from within his own party. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
He has the star power and the fortune to command the public's attention, but Schwarzenegger still has a ways to go before he can count on conservative Republicans to join his campaign for governor. Since his stunning announcement that he would put his name on the list of replacement candidates for the October recall election, Schwarzenegger has offered few clues as to his positions on the cutting-edge issues, such as the state's budget deficit, the economy, or the environment. And now conservatives are vocalizing their doubts about Schwarzenegger's credentials. State Senator Tom McClintock, a conservative Republican who is also running for governor, took aim at the actor on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
There's a great deal that I'm sure Arnold Schwarzenegger could teach me about making movies. There's a great deal I could teach him about the fiscal reforms necessary to set this state right. But there's no time for training. The next governor will take office as soon as the ballots are counted.
Another conservative, millionaire businessman Bill Simon, joined the attack on Schwarzenegger, telling Fox News Sunday, "This is not the time for sound bites, Hollywood scripts, or short prescriptions." What troubles conservatives, among other things, is Schwarzenegger's support for gay rights, legal abortion, and his outspoken opposition to the impeachment of President Bill Clinton. As if to blunt these attacks from the right, Schwarzenegger's campaign confirmed Sunday that he had voted in 1994 in favor of Proposition 187, the voter initiative to deny social services to illegal immigrants. The measure passed by a large margin, but it was struck down as unconstitutional by a federal court. Prop 187 remains highly unpopular with Latino voters who helped the Democrats to dominate state politics, says Los Angeles City Councilman Antonio Villaraigosa.
Proposition 187 is a weather vane issue, a seminal issue, if you will, to Latinos. Since its passage in 1994, you've seen an incredible resurgence in the Latino electorate. In some cases here in Los Angeles, they've outvoted other voters, including Anglo voters. And so support for 187 could be very damaging to any candidate.
The candidate most likely to pounce on Schwarzenegger's support for Prop 187 is Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. He's urging Latinos to turn out to vote against the recall. Yet Bustamante is also the most prominent Democrat on the replacement ballot, and Latino voters could turn out to help him become California's first Hispanic governor in over 100 years, that is, if Gray Davis is recalled. And that's no foregone conclusion, says California senior senator Democrat Dianne Feinstein. Many party leaders had urged her to join the list of replacement candidates, but Feinstein, who herself survived a recall effort while mayor of San Francisco, would have no part of it. She told NBC's Meet the Press that she thinks Davis has a good opportunity to defeat the recall.
My position is very simple. Californians, vote no on the recall. Use your absentee ballot. This is not good for the state. The uncertainty, the instability that's created is not a positive thing. We don't need to take 2 months out for a kind of circus of an election. Just say no. This is $67 million Californians don't need to spend.
But Feinstein was also critical of both Davis and Bustamante. She expressed skepticism that Bustamante could convince voters to vote no on the recall, but vote for me as well. And she suggested that if Davis wants to keep his job, he'll have to change his reputation as a dirty campaigner and adopt a more positive image. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.